We have Hunter Dimmick here, one of the captains, one of the defensive guys, and we're so excited to have him back on the field. Had a little injury last year, but anyway, you were back. Talk to me about just the first game. Share with our listeners how fun it is to get away from camp. You work so hard, summer camp, summer lifting, you go to fall camp, and now it's finally game time.
You know, it's been a long wait, not just for me, but for everybody else. So, you know, it's really nice to start hitting people that you haven't been every day for the last, 8 months or so. Felt really good.
Wonderful. And then as a defensive squad, talk to me. How did you feel? How did you guys do in your eyes?
Shaky start. You know, credit to SU. That's a very good football team. But, you know, we can't allow those big plays out the gate like that and let out a couple big passes. But for the most part, I felt like we buckled down and everyone did their assignment very well.
Absolutely. And we saw that as well. As the game went on, you guys tightened things up. Anyway, I'm going to send it up to Bill and Frank. They're going to ask you a few questions.
Well, thanks, Bill Riley, Frank Dolce upstairs, Hunter Dimmick downstairs with us. Hunter, congratulations on the win. Good to have you back out there. We saw a little bit different look up front for you guys early defensively. 5 defensive linemen, 3 ends, 2 tackles. What was the thought there?
You know, that was the game plan going in. Scally told us that was the package we'd open up with and see how it works.
So what was your thought? I mean, because at some point you went away from that 5 defensive line, you came back to the 4 defensive line, a couple linebackers, and it seemed to settle things on the defensive side. Is that the case, or did you just find yourself being becoming acclimated with the game?
I think it was more just jitters. They they caught us off guard with that unbalanced at first with the 3 tackles on the right side of the center, and we didn't adjust correctly to that. So obviously that opened up some holes for some big plays. But you know, I'm a big fan of the 5D linemen. It's worked very well all spring ball, all fall camp. Just kind of caught us off guard with the look at first.
Hunter Dimmick with us. You pitched your first shutout in 4 years. Utah defense hasn't pitched a shutout in 4 years, so you get that. 3 sacks tonight. Couple of takeaways. Were you pleased with the defensive effort, or was there stuff to clean up?
There's plenty of stuff to clean up. You know, I'm not going to be too nitpicky with it, but, you know, we can't come out flat like we did. And, again, credit to SU. That's a very good football team. But we can't come out flat like that, and I think we're going to clean up very well.
So you come out with a nice little stat line, 3 total tackles. You have 1 sack and 2 tackles for loss. Is that something that you kind of expect out of yourself week in and week out, is making the stops behind the line of scrimmage?
You know, you like to play well. You know, obviously, if I have more stats, that's fun for me. But at the same time, I'm a lot more worried about kind of how the team does and moral of the stories. We got the win, so I'm happy.
Hunter, congratulations. Stay healthy this week. Enjoy the weekend. We'll catch up with you next week before BYU.
Thank you. You too.
There you go. Hunter Dimmick with us from the locker room tonight.